Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off, the combines were out in force right across the north yesterday, with the first decent spell of weather for some time. And although the moistures reported in the afternoon were in the 20s rather than the teens, at least some of the crops were headed towards the drying sheds rather than turning black out in the fields. One of our larger arable farmers spoke to me yesterday and described this season's harvesting as just like a bad hire purchase agreement. Very painful, very expensive, and seemingly never ending. Also in the news today is a byproduct of the whiskey distilling industry. That's draff. It's a product valued by livestock farmers for its feeding qualities, but some of the distillers are looking to burn it as a source of energy, and that's meeting with opposition from farmers. Here's NFU Scotland President Nigel Miller.
For generations, draff has been a part of the livestock sector's of lifeblood, but in recent years, with carbon incentives and carbon footprints becoming pretty significant in the way businesses plan, there has been a gradual shift towards using it as an energy source. I think that the concern of our members and of the union is that we really need to assess the real value of draff before we just regard it as a source of carbon. In reality, it's a very high value protein. Often in draft's case, it's low dry matter, so it's expensive to process for energy. There is probably, both at a local level and a European level, a real need for protein in Europe, and perhaps we should be prioritising that.
Is it seen by the distillers as a relatively cheap and easy option to reduce their carbon footprint, do you think, Nigel?
I think that's very much the case, and there are government incentives to go down that route. Therefore, this is very much a sort of government issue about reassessing the status of draft and perhaps classifying it not as a waste. And because many distilleries are in quite difficult areas in farming terms, that local resource has been really key to maintaining production, but also the communities and the high level of livestock production in hill areas and valleys. Without that supplement, both in quality and a buffer when silage stocks fail, some of these communities are probably going to be quite vulnerable in the future.
And so that debate will continue on whether draft is just a byproduct to be used as a fuel or a valuable feed, particularly for cattle. And we'll keep you posted as to how that all works out. But from me, that's all for this week. Do have a good weekend, and I'll be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.